Hey, welcome to Write Better Now, the podcast. For bigger tips, go to Write Better Now on Substack or Living Happy on Substack or CarrieJonesBooks.blog. And this week, we're talking really quickly, because we're quick writing tips here, about Roy Peter Clark. And he has a book called Writing Tools. And tool number 21, according to him, is that writers really need to know when to show off in their writing and when to back off in their writing. This is tool 21 in his book. And he goes on to explain that when you have a topic and it's super serious, that's when you should be understated. You don't want a whole bunch of like hyperbole in that part of your book. And when your book is at a place where it's not very serious, or your topic is at a place where it's not very serious, that's when you want to exaggerate, right? And he quotes George Orwell, who says, "Good prose is like a window pane." And then Clark says, "The best work calls the reader's attention to the world being described, not to the writer's flourishes. When we peer out a window onto the horizon, we don't notice the pane, yet the pane frames our vision, just as the writer frames our view of the story." And so he says that us writer people have two modes. And one mode is like, look at me, I'm showing off. And then the other one is, look at the world, I am not there, I am not there. And those are just called understatement or overstatement or hyperbole for the other one, according to him. I like to show it, call it snazzy and dull. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But his rule of thumb, and that's his phrase for this, is that the more serious or dramatic the subject, the more the writer backs off, creating the fact that the story tells itself. The more playful or inconsequential the topic, the more the writer can show off. Like, and if you think about that, like if you think about like the Dave Barrys of the world, and their comic sense in newspaper columns, and how it's witty and smart and fast. David Sedaris does this all the time, right? And you're amazed by how clever they are. But there's another style of writing that everything is very, very, very understated. And in this one, he shows Mikhail Gilmore as an example from Shot in the Heart is the book. He uses a lot of white guys, honestly, in his examples. He's a white guy too. But here it is. "I have a story to tell. It is a story of murder told from inside the house where murder is born. It's the house where I grew up. A house that, in some ways, I have never been able to leave. And if I ever hope to leave this place, I must tell what I know. So let me begin." And that's a really great example of, hey, murder, pretty big topic, right? Very serious. It's not happening right now in the passage, but as a reader, it's going to happen. And it's really simple language, pretty short sentences. It's easy to understand and it's understated, right? And he has a great example of how to do this, or how to train yourself to do this if you want to use this tool. And he's basically like, when you read newspaper stories, look for lively ones that are on page one and like see why they're there, even if they're not really traditional news. And then look at how it's written and why it appealed to the editor. Because a lot of times it's probably because it's really lively language. And then at the same time, look at stories about tragedies like Hurricane Katrina or the Ukraine. And you'll see that a lot of those stories are written in very plain language. So just as newspaper journalists do that, and bloggers, we can do that too in our books. And that is the very, 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 very quick and exciting example of a very fast writing tool that you can employ and use, thanks to Mr. Clark. The music that you're hearing in this podcast is made available via the Creative Commons, and it's Arctic Air by Mr. Roos.